I mean, for the region, this is the oldest, longest standing Al-Qaeda member that there was. He was with bin Laden in Afghanistan pretty much from the very beginning that Al-Qaeda established in Afghanistan, and then went back to Africa to establish AQIM, which is one of the big Al-Qaeda affiliates that we have globally. And he was the head until he died. So this is a very significant hit by the French military, also an expression of the amount of military operations that the French military at the moment still mounts in West Africa to stabilize Mali. For the region, the effect is going to be immediately a weakening of AQIM, and Drukteil was never really bought into the new coalition that Al-Qaeda had formed a couple of years ago there, where AQIM and parts of AQIM took part, but not Drukteil. So this new coalition is called the Movement for the Defense of Islam and Muslims, JNIM, which is now a significant power broker. And Drukteil was a little bit sidelined, but he was the big Al-Qaeda symbol in the region. So it is, in my opinion, very significant. But as always, with taking specific leaders out, it will lead to a reshuffling of the power balance between various terrorist groups in the region. But it will not sustainably lead to a weakening of the terror situation in West Africa, which is one of the hotspots, in my opinion, that we have around the globe at this point.
How did they get him? How was he killed?
Well, I mean, if you believe the official statements, the French military got him, but with help from American intelligence. That sounds quite, I think, credible, because there is a very close military cooperation between NATO countries that are in the region. So there are several, as you know, military operations at the same time in Africa at this point. So you have the American operations, then you have the French operation to stabilize Mali, and on top of that, you have German military there within the NATO framework up in Gao. And all of these military operations share intelligence at a NATO intelligence cell in Mali. So it's, I think that cooperation is exactly like it was announced in official announcements, because that's what they do. They do actually go after these guys in a concerned effort.
You know, a lot of people have gotten this guy confused with Mr. Marlboro.
He is, of course, the most famous guy, the more famous guy, you know, to, you know, people who are not really that in detail in West Africa in the terrorist situation, because simply he has this really funny nickname, Mr. Marlboro, because he allegedly was involved in cigarette smuggling. So when Mokhtar Belmokhtar conducts one of these spectacular attacks, that, as he does every couple of years, the Anyas gas attacks that I was mentioning earlier was one of these examples, he builds a specific group to conduct this attack. But immediately afterwards, this group falls apart again, and Mokhtar Belmokhtar is pretty much on his own again. So he's not, he always wanted to be the leader of Al-Qaeda in West Africa, but never was able to sustainably build a following around him that he could in any way rival Drukteil, who was the undisputed leader of AQIM for many years already, since the foundation of AQIM.
Okay.
So in a way, Mokhtar Belmokhtar is the most famous guy, but Drukteil was the actual structural centerpiece of AQIM in West Africa, absolutely unrivaled in influence.
So yeah. Now that Drukteil is out of the picture, does that change the equation for Belmokhtar?
No, not at all. Because what happens now, Iyad Igali, who is the head of the new coalition, JNIM, that I mentioned earlier, he's much more likely to rise now in importance, because that's the last remaining Al-Qaeda structure with a leader.
Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.